You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
I just really felt like it was the perfect kickoff to our new series that we talked about at the beginning of the night, which is we're calling Give Your Life Away. Now, as soon as you have your pens, as soon as you have your notes, let's lock in right before life groups. I feel like the world might look at a night like tonight, might look at everyone's talents and be like, yes, like everyone use your talents so that you could be the best. And it is pretty cool, and Nathan could probably tell you, it is pretty cool to win Knott's Berry Farm tickets. But I think the world kind of takes it to like too extreme of a level. And the world says, be the best at whatever you're talented at so that you are the best, so that you have the approval of everybody else, so that you can be rich and powerful and live a comfortable life. In other words, the world looks at talents and thinks, be the best at what you do so that you can gain the world. But here at HSM, we don't only just have fun. We don't only make surface level friendships. We are about knowing and worshiping Jesus so that everyone everywhere follows him. We believe that Jesus is our Savior worthy of that. And Jesus made some pretty shocking statements throughout his life and ministry, including this: people who want to find true life must first lose their life. Turn with me to Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? In other words, gaining the world is meaningless if you lose your soul too. And Jesus says your soul is found when you surrender your whole life to Jesus. If you want to follow Jesus, you know, sometimes, you know, even the church, we don't always do a great job of like, you know, we're like, follow Jesus, like there's so much joy. Like, and sometimes there's this false perception that following Jesus means our life is going to be totally easy. And it's not, because a life that follows Jesus is all about denying your own self. But as you do that, you will find the abundant life that God made us for. So in the next 3 weeks in this series, we are going to discover Jesus' invitation to not like take our lives, not to make our lives our own or store it all up for ourselves, but actually to give our life away through our time, treasures, and talents. And tonight, we have seen what it looks like to be generous with your talents. We had amazing students and leaders up here showing us their silliest and quirkiest and most impressive talents. But you also have a talent, even if you weren't up here tonight. Every single person has gifts. None are better than others, and Jesus invites us to use our gifts to serve others. Again, this is so different from what the world does. The world uses their gifts for themselves, again, to gain power, acceptance, money, respect. But here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. The world uses their gifts for themselves, but Christians should use their gifts for God's glory and to bless others. What the Bible teaches us is that since nothing good that we have or experience is actually ours, it's a gift from God. And so as Christians, we can freely use our gifts to bless others. And by doing that, that's actually an act of worship. Did you experience how much laughter there was in this room tonight? I feel like our HSM family bonded even more tonight. And that was because students and leaders were brave enough to share their talents, and we were all blessed because of that. And so I want you to reflect right now. What is your spiritual gift? If you are a follower of Jesus tonight, and if you're not, we're so glad that you're here. But if you are a follower of Jesus tonight, you were given the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of you the moment you surrender to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit reveals himself in every Christian through unique gifts. And we are meant to use those gifts to serve God's kingdom and make an impact on this world for God, not ourselves. And once you've identified the gifts that God has given you, and it's special and it's unique, then activate them by using them to serve God and others. And I think the spiritual gifts that I just mentioned, you're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes in your life group. But I also think God gifted us with different interests and hobbies and talents that we can also use for God's glory. And so I also want you to think about this. What is another hobby or talent that you enjoy doing? And how can you start using that to serve God and others? And as I was thinking about this and getting so excited about every part of the HSM family just using whatever gifts they have to serve God and others, I think about how special that kind of church is and how special that kind of spiritual family is. And I was just thinking that this family is the perfect example of everything we've seen tonight, that we can use whatever gifts we have to serve God and others and therefore be generous with our talents. And so here's just a couple of examples from some of your leaders. Blake, my husband, good burper, even better woodworker. And he is working on starting his own business, and he called it First Kings Cabinetry. And in 1 Kings, if you've ever read that part of the Bible, that's where Solomon is building a temple for the Lord. And so to be totally honest, it's kind of boring because he's like, this is 60 cubits long, and then this like cut it to 20 cubits, and like just over and over again. If you've read it, you know. And I used to honestly like skip over those chapters. But when Blake and I started dating, he showed me that that part of God's word is actually so special because all of these people were uniquely gifted with the exact talents to make the temple for God's presence beautiful and worthy of him. And so Blake has named his business First Kings Cabinetry so that as he works, hopefully the people that he works with ask questions and he can share about God and the deeper reason, the deeper purposes for what's behind his gifts. Elsie is one of our newer HSM leaders. She's one of our freshman girls leaders. And Elsie is brilliant at physics and math. Everyone is like, wow, that is a gift. That's a gift. And Elsie knows that not everyone loves physics and math. Not everyone might be able to grasp it easily. And Elsie, I've heard her offer her life group, hey, I will tutor you. I will help you do your homework. I will do this with you because I love it. I see God in it, and I want to bless you with it. And so if you need help in math or physics, talk to Elsie. She's over there. Brittany, one of our junior girls leaders. Brittany is a lawyer. Very smart, very smart. And Brittany, what I love is she is a public prosecutor. I hope I'm not sharing anything that I'm not supposed to share. Okay. And so Brittany just sees a lot of injustice in her work. She sees a lot of people hurt. And the way that Brittany sees God in her work is that she's obeying those verses that say, defend the defenseless, be a voice for the voiceless. And one way that Brittany, I see her being generous with her talents is before like certain voting comes up, and sometimes we're better at this than others, Brittany will actually like kind of go through the ballot with me and say, hey, this proposition will affect students in this way. This will have this like repercussion. And she can just explain things that I don't understand. And she helps me have a better knowledge on how to serve and vote and just live as a community member in ways that honor Jesus. And so I'm so grateful for Brittany using her talents. Ben, also giver of good haircuts. But if you ever have a conversation with Ben, one conversation, even if it's a minute, he will ask you the most intentional questions. Ben has used that gift of just loving and meeting people right where they're at. His day job is a licensed therapist, and he's also brought those gifts here to the HSM family. And I'm excited, Ben and his wife Roxanne are actually giving the sermon next Wednesday. So you're gonna wanna be there. Okay, last one. Nurse Terry and Mel. Nurse Terry and Mel. These angels have been serving in HSM both for over 30 years. And the way that they are generous with their talents is they are prayer warriors. You may not even really know them. They pray for you every single week, I can guarantee. There are students who have graduated probably 20 years ago who still get texts to this day from them with Bible verses and saying that they're praying for them. Whatever your gifts or talents are, you can be generous with them. You can lean on the Holy Spirit to activate them, and He will send you off in the most incredible journey of using your gifts, not for yourself, but for Him and to bless others. And so, before next Wednesday, my challenge for you is to be generous with your talents by using one of your gifts to serve someone else. With that, let's make the most of the rest of the night. Stand right on up, head straight to your life group.